This will be our little recording studio here.
Through an unsuccessful bid for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination last year and his campaign to be the party's gubernatorial nominee this year, Matt Bevin has done laps around Kentucky in a messy black suburban searching for his big political break.
This is the campaign mobile in all its splendor. You see, I got suits for later tonight and stuff. I've got signs and this thing's got 186,000 plus miles on it.
After all those miles, Bevin is hoping his big break might finally come, as the presumed Republican frontrunners, former Louisville Metro Councilman Hal Heiner and Agriculture Commissioner James Comer, duke it out in a nasty political fight. Bevin says he got into the race because he felt none of the other GOP candidates had specific plans.
None of them were willing to tell people what they would do when they were governor. They just simply wanted to be governor. To me, that wasn't acceptable. And each wanted me to help them, and I appreciate that. But the reality is, the people of Kentucky deserve better than that. They do.
Like his fellow candidates, Bevin says private sector job growth is his chief priority, and he wants to make Kentucky a right-to-work state. A Tea Party conservative, Bevin says he'd scrap the state-funded health exchange, Connect, cut taxes, and reduce the number of people employed by the state. Bevin says he would focus the Shaping Our Appalachian Region initiative on reducing government regulations in eastern Kentucky instead of investing state dollars in the area. Taking aim at what he calls New Deal-era programs, Bevin says the welfare system keeps people from acting in their own best interests.
They have just enough financial wherewithal to not have to work, to not have to be gainfully engaged in participating in civic environments around them, and then they end up making poor personal choices. And so you've seen systemic problems as it relates to drugs and other life decisions that people make that frankly are bad for the family unit, bad for individuals, bad for the communities.
Bevin's campaign has been largely self-funded. His most recent quarterly filing showed that he loaned his campaign $1.25 million and raised only $73,000.
I've not focused on fundraising. I'm focusing on getting the message out. This is a short time horizon within which to do it. And so I've basically primed the pump intentionally. I did that on purpose. I've not been holding fundraisers.
Bevin is a more seasoned politician than he was during his Senate campaign last year and has avoided gaffes like when he spoke at a cockfighting rally. He didn't realize it was a cockfighting rally, he says. Bevin grew up in northern New Hampshire where, he says, his family led a Spartan existence.
So we grew up below the poverty level, but raising crops, raising animals, you know, learning how to work hard, learning how to make one's own way. My father raised us with a good work ethic, an understanding that our word was our bond. And we were raised with good Christian values. I'm grateful for that.
Bevin would go on to attend a prep school in Maine, the tuition for which he says he paid through financial aid, working in the cafeteria and summer jobs. In 1999, Bevin moved to Louisville and in 2003 opened Integrity Asset Management, an investment firm which manages over $5 billion in assets. Bevin and his wife Glenna have 9 children, 4 of whom were adopted from Ethiopia. He says growing up, he wanted to run an orphanage.
This way we can be a walking, living billboard for the importance of expanding your heart, expanding your lives, doing for the world things that need to be done. It's easy to always assume somebody else is going to do it, but sometimes we're the somebody.
The Bevins upgraded to a 12-passenger van after adopting. The former family truckster became the campaign mobile that now circles the state. In Frankfurt, I'm Rylan Barton.